So what's like the difference between cage training and not? Like, what's the
cage
difference?
Cage training is, I don't know. I feel like when you cage train them, it's just a better form of discipline. Yeah, they won't pee in their cage. They won't. They understand it. And not only that, when they're cage trained, they know that's where they're placed. So, like, you go to bed at night. If I had a cage in my room with the door open and I went to sleep, the dogs would go in the cage and sleep. That's just what they did.
Like, you know how Alpha does more and Ayla doesn't listen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, go outside, like, for the 80th time, and she still won't. She doesn't know. She goes in circles.
She's just hyper. But the mother was also very hyper.
Oh, Harmony.
Yeah, she was a dog.
Harmony. I remember Harmony. Harmony.
See, Harmony had better things to do. Like, she would just, we'd be chilling, smoking, doing our own thing, and she'd be doing her own thing, like, patrolling the outside of the whole backyard.
Just scouting out.
Cornbread smoke?
Yeah.
Cornbread does.
Cornbread be down with the dope.
I always get weird when people call weed dope because I'm like, I hate it. I'm like, dope.
No, like, bro. So,
that's how you know.
Let me tell you a story. Are we live now?
Yeah, but before we get it, yeah, we're live now. All right. Awesome. We got the boy Isaiah 559 finally.
Yeah, we were supposed to be here a couple days ago. But we're back. Well, we're not back. We're here for the first time.
Yeah, we're making it happen. Back. I'm back. You just got here.
Yeah.
No, we're making it happen. What's up?
Anyways, before we get into the more serious stuff, let me we were just in Morro Bay. I got to tell a story. We're sitting in our car. We're just smoking, minding our old business. And we're in like a 55-plus trailer lot because we're there with my grandma. And the neighbor comes over. Well, he walks up to her side of the car.
Oh, no.
And he looks at the window, and then he walks back around. And then he comes up to the driver's side, like, because I just have it cracked a little bit. And the smoke's, like, just all pouring out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't even remember what he said, but his whole gist is the thing was like, oh, what are you guys doing here? You know, it's a 55-plus lot, you know? And I was like, yeah. You know, I only come with my grandma, so that's fine. Yep, I'm aware. He's like, oh, you know, if I could smell the pot, everyone else can smell the pot.
They can, too.
And I called you out?
Yeah, and I was like, well, I'm just minding my own business. I was like, we got our medical cards if you want to see them, like, as far as I'm concerned.
He's like, it's nothing.
She's like, and then after we told him we had our medical cards, he was like, it's not the
weed.
That's
when they calmed down a little
bit. He was just being a Karen or a Kevin. And not only that, also while we were in Morro Bay, we experienced a Kevin about the masks.
Oh, yeah?
The first time ever, the COVID-19. Damn. We're just standing waiting for our name to be called up.
Where were you at?
Morro Bay. By the way, I love Morro Bay. Morro Bay was my favorite place.
That's your spot?
That's like my relaxed place. Just peaceful, quiet, get away from the city. But yeah, we're there. Chilling with my boy Mike and his girl. They met up because he goes fishing there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, we're waiting at like the Harbor Hut or whatever the restaurant is, but right next to it.
Facing the sea.
And we're facing the sea, just looking out, standing on the dock or whatever. And this lady walks up to us and she stops. She just looks at us for a second, like up and down. She's like, so what are we going to do about this?
What?
And I'm like,
wait, what?
Yeah.
She's like,
bro, so check this out. She's like, so what are we going to do about
what
this?
Are we
and I was
do
like,
about
I was
this?
Confused. I was like, what? Like, I looked at him, like, what do you mean? Like, I stood aside. She's like, so how are we going to go about this? Like, do you have a mask? Are you going to put it on? Are you going to stand over there? And I'm like, what? And I just kind of turned around and let my boy Mike talk to her. And I just stood off to the
What'd
side.
What did Mike say?
Mike was like, what? And
she's like,
I have kids and blah, blah, blah. And
my kids are going to die.
Yeah, some shit like that, just Karen. And not to mention, she could have been walked past us about, you know, 3 feet, 4 feet distance. Like, we were minding our own business.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mike just looks at her and looks at her up and down. He's like, all right, this is the part where I'm going to ignore you now. And he just turns around and just stares out into the ocean. And she just ended up walking by, but it's just such a waste of time.
Man, you had a full Karen experience.
Karens and what was it? A Karen and a Kevin?
A Karen and a Kevin.
It's just a bad time, yeah.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, I mean, that happened. I could see because it's old people over there, but I'd rather that than like some really rude ass people here in Fresno.
It's the geezers, man. I feel like the geezers are really on it hard. But I'm not going to lie. Have you been the only person like in a store without your mask on?
The gas stations a lot of the times, because like I'm friends with the people that like work there.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck's his name? I gotta plug my dude in right now. Dude, I don't know if it's because I'm high, but
I know what gas station you're talking about.
At though. Sinclair, bro. Yeah. My fucking dude. I see him every day. I don't know why I can't.
No, dude. Recently, I went to Cobb's with like my cousin to grab some shit for the house, and I went in there, dude, and there was probably like 40 plus people in there.
Yeah.
And like they all had masks, bro, and we're the only ones who did it. And my cousin, he's like a oh, this is America, like type dude. You know what I mean?
Oh,
he's like,
my God.
Yeah, it's also free country. I was like, dude, like, no.
Bro, just put it on.
Yeah, yeah, dude. And dude, I tried to put mine on and it fucking snapped.
Oh, so the you left had ear to be snapped. One of those guys too, huh?
Yeah. So dude, I walked in just feeling like an asshole.
Man, yeah. Nah, most of the time I wear a mask anywhere, yeah. But like the Chevron by my house and the Sinclair by my house. Other than that, I'll be wearing a mask.
Oh.
Or when the virus first started and I, you know how there would be lines outside of grocery stores and shit, like crazy yeah. stuff. I wouldn't even go. If there was a line, you're not going to see me.
Oh yeah, no.
I'm like, all right, let's go to the next grocery store.
Dude, remember that time we went to Costco?
Oh my! Was that the time they fucking
dude? They were just fucking you around.
They wouldn't let
you
me
couldn't,
out.
You couldn't find the shit that your grandma wanted. Like they had just redone it. And they didn't have the same shit, and you were so fucking mad. And then we went into like the waiting line because you had paid.
Oh,
for a pizza.
It was when they first moved to Clovis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you paid for a pizza, but it took so fucking long. You were just like, fuck this. And you went to like go get your refund and it took even longer. And then
yeah,
you just
yeah, bro.
And dude, you just walked back and you're all, I fucking hate this place.
Yeah, dude. Costco's dope and all, but that the new Costco in Clovis, man, I've only been there 3 times. And all 3 times is fucked up experience. Whether it was like the pizza being like 45 minutes or them thinking I stole because I forgot my receipt, and then I had just had to like it's crazy, bro.
That's
fucked
up.
Fuck them. Yeah, that place, that specific Costco, bro. Man, get your shit together. Get your shit together.
Get it together, bro.
Because I used to like Costco before that. Fuck.
Not anymore. Yeah. Now you got. Now you.
I
got
haven't
some
gone flag. Since that time. No, it's been like.
Now you
years.
Got some shade.
Yeah. Yeah. Same with Champs.
Oh wow.
Champs and Fashion Fair. Get your shit together.
How'd they do you?
Champs Corporate handled that one for me, but I bought 2 pairs of J's, never wore them. They sat in my closet, went to return them. They took 1 pair back, and then they tried to say the other pair was worn, and I'm like, how the fuck is that the case when they were right next to those ones that you just took back? I'm like, yeah. Y'all sold them to me like this. So what you mean is y'all sold me some jank shoes?
Yeah.
And like I went off. Like I was yeah. pissed. I was like, so you sold me some bullshit shoes.
So you sold me now some you bullshit won't shoes.
Yeah, right. Now you won't take your own shit back. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I saw you walk out in them that day. I'm like, I showed up in Jordan 11s. Why would I walk out in a different color pair of 11s?
That yeah.
makes no fucking sense. Ultimately, I got really mad. Because I felt like I was genuinely right, which I was because I tweeted. I was just mad. Mind you, I have like 20 – I don't have no clout on Twitter. So yeah. I just got mad and tweeted on Twitter, at Champs, like, fuck this guy, blah, blah, Champs mm-hmm. Fresno, this is what happened. And they DM'd me, and then I told them what happened, and then they DM'd me back like, all right, go into the store at this time on this day. It's handled. And yeah. I went in, and they took my shit back.
All right.
But fuck that, Champs. It's not even that Champs, it's the guy. It was this dude, this Asian guy. Nothing against Asians or anything, but that was, I don't know, remember his name, that's the only description I have, but he was a dick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, at the time I didn't understand from his point of view, and now I do, and I still don't support his decision. Because I've became a manager at a shoe store. Yeah. So like it's like no, he was wrong.
And you're still working at the Skechers?
No.
No?
Well, yeah. I took a leave of absence. I told them I wanted to, you know, focus on music and do my own thing. And
all right.
Maybe try a different path, career path.
So now you're on, like, the back burner?
They approved my leave of absence for 6 months. So
what happens with that? You don't get paid,
right? No. It's like, but if I want to go back to work there, I
can. Yeah. All right.
Watching this episode with Adam 22, and I was so pissed
because
the whole time he was just rolling one blood.
Anyway, this is Isaiah's girlfriend Bree.
Oh,
Bree's here.
Yeah.
here.
I am him.
She's
anyway, keep going. Keep going.
She's rolling the blunt.
But
in
I
the
was
back.
Pissed because he was rolling this blunt the whole time. And I understand like his person didn't like smoke, but like he was just sitting there grinding up. And I was like,
Adam 22 is that guy.
I couldn't focus on the episode because I was so busy watching him roll this blunt.
Sometimes he'd be going in for like 52 minutes, an hour. So some of those times there's going to be some downtime. You know?
Oh, yeah. Dude, have you seen the Joe Rogan ones? It's insane. Like, he'll go
hours. Dude, and I heard the one with Post. What did he do? He did.
Oh,
acid,
dude, they did shrooms. They did shrooms.
I heard
before.
That one was great.
Yeah, they did shrooms before. They took a break, but it came back immediately, you know, because the edit.
And matter of fact, the most
it was really good.
The most entertaining podcast or whatever you want to call it, interview. It'd be YouTube. It's Adam 22 shit, but it was a specific episode that I've seen.
I haven't
in a
really
while.
Watched the No Jumper shit.
I would say it's the most entertaining interview that I've seen from mainstream in a while. And it was Adam 22 and Sada Baby.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, he got to do shrooms.
He ate the shroom chocolate. They no both shit. Ate shroom chocolate before they did the
did it kick in?
Sada Baby
dude,
was
he was geeking out, just laughing. Like 30 minutes after, he just started. He would pause and he'd be like, oh, shit.
That's
he'd
awesome.
Just, yeah. So that was cool, but I don't do shrooms. I can't hang
do
with those.
Dude, literally.
Psychedelics fuck me up.
Do you actually play them?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dominoes.
What, you think we just got these for show around
some
here?
People just got
I don't have a camera show. Here. This
He's
ain't
like,
a set.
We got the dominoes, the dice.
The dominoes are here. I got the fucking sorry. I got some shit.
We got the dominoes,
I
the
got
dice,
Cards Against Humanity.
Poker,
I got all the games.
All of it.
Oh, that's the littest one.
Mm-hmm.
I played a game. This is called Punish Me, Daddy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was a
card game.
It's a card game. And yeah. It's you pick up a punishment with a twist, or a dare with a twist. And then if you don't do the dare with the twist, then you have to do
some
the
of the dares will be like, post this on your social media. It'll
oh, yeah?
Like some crazy
it
shit.
Gets them
yeah.
Clout as a game.
So. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. So what do we got on our agenda today?
All right, dude. We got a couple things, bro.
Questions that we got in mind.
Have you heard about Drake's new album?
I have. Okay, so I haven't heard much about it, but what I did see was, it was just recently, like a day or two, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
It was a picture. It's like this next Drake album's about to be fire. I guess the cover art was similar to one of his older albums.
No, from what I saw, he had
or
this.
What was it?
He had like this weird little intro video on. Okay. I can't remember if it was on his Instagram or if I just saw it in an Instagram feed. But it like it takes him through like the different title covers of like albums.
Okay.
And it's like him there posing, but it's like him now, but like.
Yeah, what he looks like now, but
yeah.
Going through the...
And then, yeah. Like, he had this picture on his Instagram with him in his, like jumper jacket, and it's, like, pink with hearts on it,
yeah.
And apparently this one's called, like, Certified Lover Boy.
I want to
oh.
See
it. Okay, yeah, I've heard the title. I don't
like the title.
Whatever it is, yeah, I was going to say, whatever it is about, the title is weird to me.
Because now it's like, I feel like he's super playing into like all the stereotypes that now, you know what I mean?
I don't like,
his
I don't
last
know.
Album didn't though.
If he does, so what I'm thinking, he's going to go back to his old style. Is that what I'm,
maybe,
is that where him?
That would be cool. I'm
if
thinking,
that is
I'm,
the case, I hope he does it well.
I mean, from,
that title's corny.
Like, from the way everything's looking, it's definitely going to be like a lovey-dovey, corny, I'm sad boy type album, for sure.
I wonder if he can still sell albums that way, because he hasn't dropped an album of that type.
In a while.
And yeah, I'd say since I was in high school, maybe. Like,
yeah.
The start of high school.
Yeah, dude,
if even
sure.
Then, he wasn't even doing, he was already dropping some of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my bad, but I got to spark
no,
this
dude,
bag of Cheetos
dude,
real
pop
quick.
That bag. Yo, that sounds crispy as hell in the earphones.
We're not endorsed by Cheetos, by the way. That would be dope.
But... Dude, it would be sick.
So make something happen, internet.
Dude, have you heard about the new Kid Cudi album?
Dude, Man on the Moon 3. I was
yes.
Just talking about this today.
Mm-hmm. What's up? What are your thoughts on that, dude?
Same thing. I'm a big fan of Kid Cudi.
I love
so...
Kid Cudi. I used to fucking hate Kid
Did
Cudi.
Did you hear the song with Eminem?
Yeah, the song with Eminem, Kid Cudi.
Oh,
that one was dope.
Yes.
We gotta slap that
it
one.
Was
when
dope.
We take a, we're gonna take a break at 30 minutes, but we gotta slap that.
It was dope.
For sure. Okay, so Kid Cudi's a shit. He's a bump him back in elementary school. Like he's that dude. Man on the Moon specifically, great album. The first one was great. If he could do that same style of music, you know, if he could do that now and perfect it and still make it sound modern, I think that'd be lit. And it'd be like an amazing piece of work.
Bro. But
we'll see.
The Fortnite song?
I just hope, you know, you gotta be very particular when you try to bring back something. You know, it's like dropping another movie, a part two.
Mm-hmm. I think he can do it though, bro. I think it's gonna be successful. Cause dude, that song you did with Travis Scott and like in Fortnite with the event and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that shit was
did
so
you watch that shit?
I was playing it. I was playing when
I'm
it happened.
I'm not the biggest Travis Scott fan, but that shit was lit.
Yes, that, dude. That concert it was lit. Fucking crazy, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not even the biggest Fortnite fan. I just kind of play sometimes and, you know, like the fucking
I went to the marshmallow one. The Fortnite marshmallow one. I was playing that one.
Yeah. Dude, I missed it.
Yeah.
By like fucking 10 minutes for like the last little window to get it, bro. I fucking missed it. I was so fucking mad.
I didn't know I was there for the first one.
We watched the Travis one on YouTube, and we were still...
It's still lit. The song is fucking great.
Nah, they went...
The animation.
Shout out to Fortnite for going ham.
Going ham with it, for sure.
Get a dope-ass rapper on there next time. No disrespect to Travis Scott, but... I don't know. Get someone...
Hard, bro.
Who rap.
Get someone hard, bro. Or like DaBaby or something.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Fuck it. 03 Greedo, get a gangster rapper on there.
He literally has the song Fortnite.
Yeah, dude. Yo, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Who's getting called right now?
Somebody. Somebody's speaker's going off.
Hello? Hello? What's up?
What?
Don't worry about that. What's up? Oh, I'm just chilling with the homies. We're podcasting right now.
Yep.
No, yeah, I already know. She already came by. I had to tell her to leave. Fuck. No, she wasn't bleeding or nothing. What the fuck? Yeah, no, that probably happened right after she left. That's not cool. Oh, fuck, dude. That's crazy, man, but I gotta go. I'm in a podcast right now. I'll call you back in break.
All right, man. All right. Are we still live?
Yeah, we're live, man. Shit's popping. My bad. My bad. I'm sorry. That's so unprofessional of me.
Who's bleeding,
man? It's a whole thing.
It's a whole shit.
We'll get into it at break. That's family problems. Yo, dude. All right. I wanted to talk about this, too. Do you see the whole video about Offset getting detained?
Yeah.
Yo, dude, he went live.
What? That was scary.
Cardi B pulled up and everything.
Dude, yeah.
I was wondering, what was that about? What did he do?
Well, dude, so
I didn't
like,
know the backstory.
So, like, basically, this is what I know.
No. Wait, tell me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
The guns, they said they were flashing guns or something. At like, people reported that people in this car were flashing guns at.
No.
See what happened. That's what the cop said.
No, see what happened was, so apparently. Fucking, you know, Offset was driving through, and it was like a Trump rally and Trump supporters and shit.
Oh yeah, and they beat his flag.
They were beating his fucking car with the flags.
I heard.
But then, like, his fans who were realizing it was him were like following the car and shit.
Yeah.
And the cops pulled up on him, and like they pulled up on him with guns drawn, from what I know. And then, like, he even rolled the window down.
Oh yeah. He said, "I'm not."
Sue the shit out of you.
Yeah, he's all, I'm Offset from Migos. He's all, you don't know who the fuck I am.
He said, I'm gonna sue the shit out of you. You see the video of Cardi walking up, too.
I didn't see the video, but I know she walked up and was like,
she's like, why y'all touching my husband? No, yeah. She cussed. I don't know what she said, but
she was spitting some shit hard at him.
It was some Cardi B shit.
But dude, it was crazy because it was just like another one of those videos you see.
Yeah.
They were saying the same things, doing the same things. They opened the door, grabbed
them. Like normal people, yeah.
Grabbed them out.
Just because they didn't know who
he was. That's crazy,
they
though, right?
They knew who Cardi B was.
I think it was kind of good, though, in a way. It was a little taste of reality, and everybody can see that everybody's treated the fucking same.
I know. That's what
at least
whack.
At least
which you is know, whack. Let's not
at least get the African American people are. You know what I mean?
Okay, but have you seen the videos lately of like what white people get away with?
Oh yeah,
like, yeah, it's fucking officer, crazy.
Fucking stabbing another officer.
I don't stand like, by my people
and not
at all.
Getting shot. I'm just shook how they're not getting shot. Like you,
it's
literally
crazy.
You seen the one of the white guy where he's with the two cops and he won't get out of the car and he grabs their own gun and shoots him.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And shits and runs, gets away.
Gets away. It's fucked up.
It's crazy, man. Only time will tell, I guess. Only time will tell.
Shit is crazy right now, bro.
For sure. Shout out to the election, I guess. Vote. Go vote.
Go vote.
What you believe in, I guess.
Vote Biden. Mm-hmm.
I can't endorse anyone, but I will be voting.
Yeah?
Vote Biden 2020.
I was going to vote, dude, but I'm too fucking torn between. Honestly, I don't agree with either side. I don't like the plan on the left because everything is far. It's far right or far left right now. There's no equal ground, and all the equal ground is stupid as hell as well. Like, you know, the equal ground right now is like Kanye or that other dumb bitch who like makes no fucking sense. And I'm not.
He's actually on the ballot too.
I know, and I'm not voting for Kanye. No.
It really just shows.
But I can't vote for Biden, and I can't vote for Trump.
It shows how selfish rappers are because you see all these rappers endorsing Trump, but it's only because they know they have enough money yearly to where Biden's tax cut is going to get them. You make enough money where it's tax? No, you know.
Only
you
1% of the population does.
The rappers.
Yeah.
That's why they're all endorsing Trump.
And not even all the rappers are in.
A lot of people are endorsing Trump.
And that's crazy.
Dude, I wanted to get in that. Lil Pump. Did you see Lil Pump's endorsement?
That's what I was talking about. It is what it is. Lil Pump.
Yeah.
Because he is that 1%.
He's also like young and retarded though.
You know,
well, he's not right.
Vote for.
Yeah, he's not.
Have you seen the interview? You've seen the interview with him and J. Cole, bro. That shit.
You see when he pissed on money and had to clean it up himself.
Yeah.
What? No, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. So here's the thing, man.
I love you, dog. Can you put the bag?
Oh, for sure.
I know. You got the bag.
I've got the munchies, bro. Spark the blunt.
It's all good. You had the bag like right in the vocal point of where it's picking up.
So look, let me tell you something special.
Yeah.
Here's how I feel about it. Vote. Or who you believe in, man. I'm going to vote. You should vote. Can't tell you who I'm voting for, but I'm voting. Hopefully he wins.
You want another 4 years like this? Vote for Trump.
I'm not even going to say anyone's name because I don't even want to be.
See, in the prelims. In
I don't want no one to say I said this or said that, but I will vote. And I'm pretty sure I got it right.
You're good. But no, in the prelims, I voted for Bernie. I wanted Bernie to go, but then they do.
You know what?
They
so
shut,
did I.
They shut Bernie the fuck out quick.
Yeah.
You know what? Bernie's who I wanted to.
I like maybe. Bernie
Yo,
too.
Real shit. Have you seen the debates?
Yes.
Dude, it's insane.
Yeah. It's just
it's
stupid.
Two like old men bickering, dude. Just
dude,
back and
you
forth.
You know what? That's what's so funny to me is because they're so old and it's legit the president of the United States on live television. Like
being
so,
a fool.
So think of that. And then they're going at it like middle school, maybe.
Did you like Obama?
Like middle schoolers?
Yeah. I loved Obama. Dude, I was in like fifth grade when Obama – or no, I was in fourth grade. I was in fourth grade when Obama got put in office. That shit was dope as fuck. They put that shit on the TV and everything. It was hella cool.
I don't know why people hate on him.
I loved Obama. Dude, Obama had style.
I loved Obama here too.
He was hooping. He was a bastard. You ever seen the fucking the highlight reels of Obama like crossing people up and hitting threes? Like,
dude, Obama was dope.
Yeah, he was cool, dude. I mean, I wasn't too into politics then, so
no,
I can't
either.
Say I knew
I
what the fuck was going on.
I watched the debate
but
between
now,
him and Mitt Romney, but like,
yeah. But now I really know what's going on. You know, mm-hmm. I study up. You don't just look into one source. You don't just watch one news channel. You watch all of them. You do read all the articles. You see what each one says. And then you come up with your own opinion.
We don't
that's
get
what
a lot
I'll
of
tell
good choices this year.
No, and see, that's what like is so hard for me. It's like, dude,
all of us
not only that,
Bernie, we should have voted for him.
Not
it's
only
like
that,
all the choices there is why would I make one?
Not only that, let me tell you this. What have you been focusing on this last year? Because
music and podcasts.
But no. Bigger than that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because the virus is going on, so we're not living life the same.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, dude. Like,
probably drinking more, partying more.
Definitely.
Fucking just.
My main focus.
I'm pretty fucking sure we skipped holidays this year.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong. We skipped a couple holidays. There had to have been. I feel like we missed some shit. We're all the way in October now.
Like days and holidays where like I was just like didn't even realize it was a thing.
Yeah, we're all the way in October. Oh, I'm barely hearing Saint about Patrick's Halloween.
Day.
You know,
St. Patrick's Day, Easter.
Yeah, Easter.
You know, we did stuff. We went to the.
I didn't do shit for Easter.
Yeah, but that's not like that's man. The get-togethers weren't the get-togethers.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said about Thanksgiving because like none of his family fucks with each other.
So. Yeah, they're real divided. That's how it is on my mom's side. On my dad's side, yeah, hella fam. Like
family.
Like
I don't
Halloween,
know,
when we have the party on Halloween.
Same on my dad's side.
Halloween. The costume party on Halloween, like my family is more
than
likely gonna show up.
But a lot of what I've a lot of people around me, a lot of my friends, like families aren't what families should be anymore. I guess.
Oh yeah, same, dude.
Even, yeah.
It's different. It's almost like
some of the people who've said the most fucked up shit almost, about me are related to me. I'm
like I've
damn.
Almost thought like a like a real family to like a certain extent is almost like becoming a myth nowadays.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That
or like
manners, like people being polite.
It's like an urban legend, like a real family nowadays.
Everything.
You really think
family.
About it, like what's not, it going on?
It's not being passed
we
down.
We're all raised so fucked up. When you think about it, our kids are gonna be nothing like the way that we're raised.
And I feel like that's what like that's what like boomers and older people or like just older generation don't take in advance. Like we're all fucking a product of the bullshit.
We were raised so shit.
You know what I mean?
At least a lot of a majority of the people I know, and I don't know if that's like because we live in Fresno or what.
But at the same time, you gotta make the best of it.
Yeah. I've lived in Pennsylvania too, and it's a different environment over there.
It's a whole other place.
Different world.
People it's a whole other coast.
Yeah. Yep. People got money over there. At least more people.
Different kind of money,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, old money.
Mm-hmm.
I would never move out of California.
See, that's the thing about the East Coast. It's more old money.
California people move here for to new money, you know, to chase their dreams. Over there, it's like passed down, or at least where I was in a borough. York County, by the way.
Yeah.
Hanover, Pennsylvania, York
but
County.
But there's more opportunities. Like, if I went to Arkansas, I would be such like a big name like that.
The cost of living, way cheaper. Cost of a house way cheaper. I've always thought about moving out of California, but
it's just like in California to start your own business is so hard.
Lay down.
Come here, Cornbread.
Our homie Cornbread barking in the background.
Cornbread barking at nothing, bro.
He's cool. But yeah. I don't know, man. As far as music goes and stuff, like
yeah. We'll get into we're gonna say it. We got about 3 minutes left, but at that we'll take a break and we'll hit the second part.
Okay, so what's the last 3 minute power topic we want to talk about?
Shit,
sports,
dude.
Anything? Like, let's put mute.
Bro, how the Raiders doing?
Oh, yeah. By the way, Isaiah 559 is a big Raiders fan, die hard. Shout out my boy Derek Carr.
Ooh.
His stats are – he's doing good. He's putting on Fresno, that's for sure. And Raiders are 3-3. Yeah, he's out of Fresno State.
He's doing good. No, I knew he that.
Oh,
I knew
yeah.
That, but he's doing good this season?
Yeah, he's a top 10 quarterback.
No shit.
We lost to fucking Tom Brady, but that's Tom Brady. It is what it is. It's our defense, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that bad, but that game we look fucking bad, the defense. Derek Carr is still putting up, you know, 300 yards and whatnot.
But they got hell of new shit for Vegas. Like,
but I think they'll have a winning season.
Yeah, you think so?
The Raiders store got the good gear here in Fresno for sure.
Hell yeah.
They got some designer bags with Raiders logos on them. Like, Dolce & Gabbana or something.
This is some good weed. Whose weed is this? Man.
All right. We're about to close this out. Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We'll be back.
Peace. All right, dude. We, hold on. What are you doing?
Breaking up.
What are you watching?
Turn it off. You gotta turn it off. You gotta turn it off.
Copyrighted.
Pause it, babe.
Was
we're about
TikTok?
To go live.
Are we TikToking?
We're
TikToking live right now. All right. But anyway, man. Main reason why I have you on the cast. Talk about you, man. So how'd you start in hip hop, and like, what influenced you and made you want to start rapping? Tell me about that a bit.
You know what? Honestly, how I actually got into it was I was making Call of Duty videos.
You were streaming out?
Yeah, dude. Like 360? I was making like cut commentaries on YouTube, and I kept getting I think I got copyrighted a couple times for background music and shit. So, my mom's friend or something gave her like a disc version of FL12.
Oh, okay.
And like the box and everything. So it was like lifetime free updates and shit. So on that, I started making like beats and shit for the background music. And then,
so you wouldn't get copyrighted.
Yeah. But it was just beats.
That's like what a lot of streamers do though.
Yeah. So it was just beats and shit at the time. And then one summer I came here because this is when I lived in Pennsylvania. I lived over there for a couple years. And I came to visit here for the summer, and my grandma got me like some headphones, like some studio headphones.
Yeah.
And I wrote my first song over here and went back and recorded it. And I actually wrote like two songs. I think I wrote a couple songs. But anywho, yeah, that was that. Like, I just came here and wrote a song and just tried it out, and I got like a couple thousand views in high school, and I just kept it. I ended up, I have all my Call of Duty videos still. They're just privated.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You still got the old videos? So
when I took music serious, I took down all the videos and just left the music up.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So they're there. Maybe I'll leak a Call of Duty video from when I was in high school.
Dude, you should make.
I have like pranks and shit too.
You should make like a lyric video with like the Call of Duty in the background and the lyrics.
Yeah.
Call of Duty. You know what I mean? That'd be kind of sick.
That'd be funny as shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, a modern one, a new style cut commentary. Yeah, I think I don't even know. So do you know like what the new streaming shit is? Because back then it was I had an Elgato and I had my computer running the stream so I could get the gameplay on the.
Dude, I mean, you know, you're.
I think you could do it on like PS4 where you could screen record and then the fucking commentary afterwards. But I did like live gameplay a lot of times.
I mean, you could just straight broadcast off it. That's all I do. That's as far as I know. I just broadcast live off that with Twitch.
Yeah, just stream.
Yeah, dude. Like, you're way more tech than I do. Like, you could probably even help me out with this shit. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
I used to do all that, bro. I've tried everything. Tried the sports. I've tried that. I've tried, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Music stuck a while. Skateboarding stuck for a while.
I know. We're trying to get back in that.
Yeah.
We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. Every sport I've quit, by the way. Because I've broken my fucking body really bad in one of the sports, so I don't do them.
Mm-hmm. Dude, yeah. I swear, if you're for real about getting back on the skating, I will buy that skateboard.
Do it. I'll just order it right now.
We'll just fucking skate it out. No, I'm not going to order it right now, but I'll order it after. But we'll fucking skate set shit up.
Yeah, bro. What are you going to get?
It's a
stock skateboard.
Dude, it's sick. It's a primitive deck, and it's like all gold.
You know what? I had a primitive deck and I sold it for $90. It was a Tupac one. You remember that one?
Oh, I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah. I sold it when I was down.
Down and out?
And I sold
down
it.
Down bad?
Yeah. But now I'm medium again. I'm not back up, but back I'm in the medium.
Yeah. Medium's all right, man.
Yeah.
Medium's all right.
Yep. Still got weed to smoke every day, so I'm doing okay.
Yep.
You got to make sure you pack these or they don't burn right, bro.
Yep. You got to pack the cones.
Yep. It's doing pretty good, man.
So how do you feel about Pop Smoke? Did you like the last album?
You know what? Let me say this. Rest in peace to Pop Smoke.
How did he die, really? I don't even know.
Yo, people ran in on him. They ran in his house and shot him.
Really?
Yeah.
Just rushed him.
Yep. I think they were his planned or whatever. I don't know the details, but that's what happened. And you know what's crazy? He's my age.
Really?
We're the same age, yeah.
No shit.
Yep.
That's wild.
That shit was crazy. You know what? Matter of fact, he was younger than me. I'm pretty
sure. He's younger than both of us?
Look it up. I'm pretty sure. Pull it up.
Fact check that, Bree.
Fact check.
Bree, hit that Wikipedia, Bree.
I thought he was 22.
I think he's like a little bit younger than me. I might be wrong.
I mean, I'm 22.
Yeah.
So
I'm 21.
But if he was younger than us, that's fucking crazy. I mean, yeah. X, dude, X was the same fucking age as me.
How old is he?
He was born in 1999.
What month?
So he was
July.
So he's younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude.
What the fuck? Man, if you're here in this world, rest in peace.
The people got arrested for
rest in peace.
Possible, yeah, they got arrested bro. Too.
I like that new album Juice though. Dude, that last album.
Okay, yeah, the new album was dope. The new album was dope, but I can't lie and say like I was a big fan beforehand. Like I peeped, album and checked it out. It was a cool album, but I was never the biggest Pop Smoke fan.
Dude, I never even knew him. I might have seen his name pop up on like a Facebook feed maybe once or twice.
Yeah, I seen him around. But I was like, damn, bro. There was a lot of rappers dying at that time too.
Dude, yeah, they're just back to fucking back.
Pop was 47.
Who?
No.
Who? He'd be 47 now.
He was,
he was like 27.
She's like, that's what the internet says. What the fuck's going on?
I think he might have been 27. Yeah, I think he's part of the 27 club or whatever.
Yeah, he was, you know what? He was dead before I was born.
No, it says he was born 1951.
Who the fuck?
Yo,
he was born June. He was born June 1671.
We gotta get off this Tupac shit. This shit is too wild.
Okay, next topic. That Google page, someone hacked it.
Nah, they hawked it.
Yeah, that's not it.
They hawked it.
Are you guys sure?
Yeah. Who is the name?
No, I don't think that's right. That doesn't seem right at all.
Tupac Shakur.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. That doesn't seem right to me. That just doesn't feel right.
I know for a fact he was born June 1671. Yeah. The day my mama pushed me out of womb, told me.
Damn.
I know the Tupac lyrics. I grew up on that shit.
Came in hard with it.
Yep. You got anything else on the boards?
My bad, dude.
Let's see. I'm just hyped. I'm in a good mood to talk. I'm over here. I got the munchies on deck.
I know you got the munchies on deck. You're packing the cones. Fucking killing. You got your Arizona green tea on it. Your first podcast. Yeah. We're killing it, dude.
It's a good time.
So,
edibles.
Yeah.
You got to. I got to get some of those, too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to freak out.
Oh, dude, I laughed.
I'm gonna make a side one for a sky extra potent. I'm gonna make you a little cake.
Yes.
One sticker button.
So,
alright, go ahead.
How did Lil Peep influence you, and what about his music really drew you in?
Okay, so before that, Sky already knows I'm a big Lil Peep fan. If you didn't know that already,
yeah.
And I'd say, I don't know how much his music what was your question be like? Influence my music or influence my life for me as a person?
Just what influence did you take in from him and like what really drew you into his music?
I'd say what drew me into his music. I came across him on YouTube. It was like a recommended video.
Just random?
I forget who I was listening to at the time.
Yeah.
But I think you know what? I think he came up like recommended under like a Lil Uzi video, like an old one. This was before Lil Uzi blew up and shit.
Yeah.
And I clicked on it and I listened to it and I was just going through a lot of shit at that time in my life. So I don't know. I just was bumping his shit from like that day on throughout high school.
Yeah.
Well, I was sad as shit.
Well, this music too, like it fucking.
Yeah, I was sad. Like yeah, exactly. I was like sad as shit, just listening to his music throughout. I think it was like my junior and senior year of high school.
Yeah.
And I think I started making music around that time too. Yeah, so I'd maybe that too. So yeah, I had discovered him, and then inspired me to start making music more because I don't know. It's like a fresh artist that I discovered. You know, you have those artists you discover on your own and you just fuck with them extra tough because, like, was your own shit.
You know what sucks is when you, like, try to show people those artists and they don't fuck with them.
You know, I'd say a majority of the people I've showed Peep don't actually fuck with them.
Usually everybody you show Peep, and pretty hard.
Yeah, and he has a different sound, too. You wouldn't think some people would fuck with him. But, yeah. And as far as my music goes, I'd say... He influences me in a way of, I'd say the only thing that directly influenced me, like as far as style of music, would be like I learned a couple edits as far as mixing goes, listening to his music and stuff to try. But I don't think anyone could duplicate that sound.
No, yeah. You know? And dude, honestly, I hate when people try.
Yeah, I have my own sound anyway.
Because a lot of people like are doing it now. Like yeah. I believe it's like called like emo trap.
Whatever the fuck
that's called. That's what they're Rico calling nasty? It. But no, people are like
trying to do that. Yeah.
I've seen a couple artists where like the songs are like just like that. Did you see that little G-Eazy EP where he put out like an 8-song EP?
You know what?
And he was wearing like all little Pete vibes.
I haven't heard anything G-Eazy because he's like hella mainstream, bro. He used to be dope back in the day.
Dude, it's all the same shit now.
Yeah, I'm not hating on him, but I just his style of music that he's putting out consistently is just not my shit.
Yeah.
Really really poppy.
Mm-hmm.
Really poppy.
How do you feel about MGK right now? With his little crossover and the shit he's doing.
He's cool. Well, I don't fucking listen to him though. Like I'm gonna be real.
You haven't heard much.
He's
stuff,
cool.
Well no, after the Eminem shit, like he's kind of stopped rapping a bit, but the stuff that he is doing is
I don't know. Like, yeah, is he selling? Is he doing good on the charts? I don't know.
He's not really doing stuff like. Well, no, he did. He just got like his first number one, I think.
He used to be dope though. He has a couple bangers.
But no, but he's got the shit he's doing now. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's
I've seen the YouTube shit, like the covers and shit. Those are cool, but I haven't heard no singles.
It's different, but it's cool, dude.
I don't know, man. I just he started as a gangster rapper.
Yeah, I think
he's
remember
really
Wild
got
Boy?
Really out of touch.
Call me Steve-O.
Really out of touch with where he came from.
Yeah,
that's how I feel. About
It's like it's all in waves, and like they're trying to find this weird new wave, but they're riding off of all of each other. You know what I mean?
He is not pulling up to his hood in that pink dress either.
Yeah, no, you're not. Yeah, bro. You know
that shit when you fly here. Like everyone, no offense against that, but it's just not the type of people that are where he's from or where we're from.
And he even like shouts out Peep in a song, but like with that, like with the style that he portrays now, like in his videos and shit, and like just what he's doing, it's like it's a bit much. Like now, so many people are doing that now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, lost breed, bro. Lost. I don't think anyone. I don't know, man. And I was excited to see what he had coming because even the shit they put out after he died was dope as fuck.
Yeah, and there was supposed to be like so much more. Him and Post Malone were supposed to do shit.
There is more, as far as Smoke a Sack says. He says there's a couple more. That was his producer. Yeah.
But I remember, like, he was getting real cool with, like, Post Malone. They had it, like...
Oh, dude, ball. Right before, yeah. Post Malone got him tatted, bro.
Yeah, I saw that that interview he did on H3.
Mm-hmm.
The H3 podcast with Ethan. He was talking about him. He spilled the beer out and shit.
Dude, Post Malone's a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
Cool personality.
Dude, I'd love to meet him one day.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
His music's been popping too. His new look is all crazy.
Oh, dude, the tattoos, at least they're well done, bro. Them shits are wild.
Yeah.
Gnarly, dude. His whole head, bro.
It's like, is he going to rock hair again, or is he just going to keep like letting the bald head flow?
He could rock hair if he wanted to, but yeah, them tattoos are worth showing, I guess.
dude, they're crazy.
I wouldn't do it.
Unless I feel like he's doing too much.
Yeah, but if you fuck with tattoos, you fuck with tattoos. And for his, you know, position in life he's in, he could do it.
You know, I haven't seen nothing lately from Lil Skies. What's up with Lil Skies, dude?
I don't know, man. Speaking of him, for everyone listening to the podcast.
Shout it out. Tell him what's up.
When I lived in Pennsylvania, he lived in Waynesboro. And I was like 30 minutes away from Hanover where I lived. He had a lot of clout over there. He started rapping around the same time I did.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my boy Ryan Lamb would freestyle with him at a party and shit, and it got busted, and they had to dip, like, and then, boom, he blew up.
Hey, shout out Lamb.
Yeah, shout out Ryan Lamb, too. He's doing pretty good, too.
He's got a bunch of new shit coming. He's dope. He's really on it right now.
And now I'm back in Fresno rapping out here where I started. Isn't that crazy? Life's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been from East Coast to West Coast to Mexico to Arkansas to fucking where else have I been? I've been everywhere, dude. New York's fucking wild. Don't own a car in New York. Just ride the trains, walk.
Yeah.
It's It's crazy. Driving there is the most stressful shit I've ever. Stressful situation in a vehicle I put myself in.
Oh, yeah, dude. I bet it's so fucking cram packed there.
Honking. People honk at you, too.
Like, no wonder there's, like, rats there. They got the people crammed like rats. You know what I mean?
Down in the fucking subway tunnels. Yeah, they got all of it.
Man, I don't know if I could take the subway. That seems so sketchy.
I know, huh? All the shit you hear.
Did you ever do it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the
most. Was it sketch?
I mean, no, not really. It's the most convenient shit ever.
Really?
I don't know how that works now with the coronavirus, but could you imagine?
Yeah. It's probably interesting.
That's why everybody got fucking sick. Over there.
Because I've seen, like, stand-up comics talk about it, about, like, people peeing on the subway and shit.
Yep. But the dirtiest city I've been to, oh, yeah, that was Ash, is actually Philly. Philly is the dirtiest place I've ever been to.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It was downtown specifically. It was just, I don't know, man. Like, the buildings were dirty. There was homeless people everywhere. There was shit on the sidewalk. Like, smelled like pee. Smelled like pee-pee. Like portal potty. Oh,
like everywhere, dude?
A lot of the places.
Isn't it supposed to be like kind of like a musical city, though?
No, hell yeah. Dude, not, that was like downtown, the buildings and shit. But once we got out into like
to the carnival. The city.
Well, I was there for a 4th of July thing or something. It was a free music festival. It was like CeeLo Green and Miguel and a whole bunch of people off the radio that I couldn't tell you their names because I don't listen to that kind of music, but yeah. I know the songs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was dope. But yeah, that was just the dirty. You know, Baltimore is pretty crazy too.
Really?
Yeah, Baltimore is a crazy place. The East Coast in general is just a crazy place. It looks different. Maybe that's what throws me off because I was raised in California and it's just a different aesthetic.
Well, yeah, and it's everything. A whole different, like, time scale. You know, you got to adjust to it and everything, you know?
The beaches aren't the same. The people aren't the same. The buildings aren't the same. The weather is definitely not the fucking same over there.
Yeah. It's a little more bleak over there, huh?
Yeah. It's wild. I mean, obviously I live here again, so.
Yeah.
Wasn't my thing.
I mean, California, as much as it's fucked up.
I'm a city person.
I feel like sure. I do enjoy it here.
Yeah, we got it all. We could just drive to where we want to be.
Especially especially here in Fresno, dude, because we're like 3 hours from the beach, an hour and a half from the mountains. Yep. Like,
major cities.
Yeah.
Aquariums, sports teams.
4 hours from major cities. It's like 8 hours from Mexico. Vegas is
6 hours away.
6 hours to Vegas, 8 hours to Mexico. Like, it's nothing. You know what I mean?
It's a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
If you got money for it.
Yeah, if you can make the travel, dude. Like, we're surrounded by mountains, man. We're surrounded by everything. And I think, like, Fresno eventually is going to become, like, L.A. in a way.
It'll become a major city.
It's expanding, dude. It just keeps expanding.
I think so. It's already. Fresno County's, like, a million people plus.
I do think that, like, they definitely resent a lot of the problems that are going on and don't focus on a lot of the main shit, but
there's a lot of bullshit going
on. But they are expanding.
There's a lot of fucking bullshit going on in Fresno, but yeah, it'd be nice to see us like become a super city or something along the line.
Yeah, dude, I think it'd be cool.
We'll see. Only time will tell, my friend.
Because I would like to move somewhere else, but then it's like, fuck, dude, it is really like.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
You can get good here.
I like Fresno, but I want to move somewhere a little safer or an area safer.
But, like, even least. You can even, like, set up at a good area here. And, like, you know, if you buy the property, you could put a fence up. You know what I mean?
My boy Mike's in a good neighborhood now.
Yeah, he told me he moved finally. After what? Like, how many years of living at the house?
Dude, he's lived at that house for, like, 10 years, moved away, then moved back, lived there another 10 years, and now he moved again.
Yeah.
Crazy, right? Not even, he's probably lived there more than 20 years, like, most of his life, bro, because he only moved away for a couple years.
Yeah. So how's the music coming, man?
The music was coming pretty decently good, and then I got a copyright on my last release.
On the newest one, huh?
Yeah, it's still on YouTube. It just got copyrighted on SoundCloud, because I guess someone on Rock Nation owns the beat now. as of 2020.
But
I don't know the month of 2020 they own it, but I had that song recorded in like 2019, so I don't know, man.
I but just did wish you purchase I the beat?
I had a lease on it, so I feel like I should be able to still put it out, but
it's still on YouTube.
Yeah, it's still on YouTube, but we're going to drop something else instead since I got taken down pretty soon. One that we own the full rights to, produced by my producer, Mistakes. Shout out to him. Engineered by him as well. Mixed and mastered by him. That's the only producer I've been working with recently.
Yeah.
So it's been, yeah, we've made a couple good hits. And then I started producing myself. I have a couple produced by me coming out real soon with the music video as well.
Hell yeah.
We've just been recording for the longest of time. We're starting to roll it out now.
You sent me that one beat too. That shit is fire.
Yep. I'm hooked up Sky to Stony with the new beat.
I'm hitting that up.
Yeah, dude. I've been just focusing on a lot of different shit. So it's hard to get it out, but I'm starting to get it out now. So it's about time. Make sure I'm consistent with it now, at least drop something every week or two.
Yeah, yeah.
You trying to plug music videos coming along soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do record it.
You trying to plug them the song? You want them to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead. It's Isaiah 559, Everything or Nothing at All. YouTube only as of right now.
You want to play it?
Yeah, go ahead.
She want it hard, Toby.
Yeah.
They say the sky's the limit, baby, your eyes will fall. Watch, I ain't pressed for time. Took a step back to realign my mind. I'm Mr. One of a Kind. You just nickel and dime. You know that I am a dime. I hopped and became a problem. Already got it, so you know I got it. My peeps and fake shit, and you know I departed. You know I'm the one going the farthest. I dropped this tape, and I know this shit the hardest. The sky's the limit, baby, how high's the fall? I'ma give my everything or nothing at all. I ain't trying to get into it, I ain't trying to get involved. Cause I'ma do it big, whatever. The fuck the cause? I ain't tryna play these games with you. That's why the guns get misused. I ain't even tryna press the issue, but if you wanna take it there, I'll take it there with you. Too much stress, I need to
build something.
What happened? What happened?
Let me get it up.
Party foul.
Party foul. Man.
Party foul, dog.
It's okay.
It's all right.
It's not a lot.
Go peep the song on YouTube though.
Yep. Have to link it in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can put it in the link. I'll put it in the description.
For sure. Good luck.
You can actually, if you could just text me the link.
Bet.
Or
we could just do it when we share it. Don't overthink it, man.
Yeah, we'll do it when we share it. My bad, dude. I'm way overthinking. My bad, dude. I spaced.
Loud pack, bro. Smoking that loud.
Hell yeah. So what's the future hold, man? What's coming next for you, dude? Are you putting out a project soon? What's going on?
You know what? I don't think I'm going to put out a project. I had two. Yeah, you know what? I have enough music for two separate projects.
I know you do.
And a third one, actually. I have enough to put out a project with Nick, too. Nasty Nick. Shout out to him. But yeah, dude. I think I'm just going to put it out single for single, maybe music video every week or two, make sure I got a consistent flow of music coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Just try to build, and then we'll see once I'm building, see where we're at, if it's time to put out another project, but I think we're going to wait.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But music is coming out soon. Matter of fact, some just dropped, and I dropped like 2 weeks before that. We have another new song out with my homie HXM4R, Homer.
Homer's been putting some shit out too.
Yeah, yep, he's on my one of my new singles too.
Like every like, I swear to God, I get a notification like every other fucking day.
He pops out shit
a week. Like
yeah, he put out two he's got two projects out and like some singles.
Every other day, I feel like I see him putting out a song.
Mm-hmm.
He pops out.
That's badass though.
Appreciate the hustle, man.
Yeah, for sure,
for sure. I wish I could do that.
Dude, I try. Same. Same, man.
I sure do try.
Well, all right, man. I think we're pretty good. Yeah. I think
we should... Is that all we got for today?
Yeah, that's all I had, man. All
right, man. Well, it was good being here with you.
Yeah. You want to put in your plugs?
Yeah. I guess. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, put in your plugs.
I'd say... Go plug into my YouTube channel. Go plug into my Instagram. It's all the same thing. If you just Google $IAH559, you'll find it all on there. Show some love. Take a listen to my music. And check out my team, Top Shelf Music. Got a bunch of artists with talent. And we're all chasing the dreams. So just check us out. Show love. We're putting on for Fresno, 559 California. And that's about it. It's good chilling with you.
Hell yeah.